6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
We're back.
Better guys, than ever.
some would say. I'm in a new apartment.
My peach back.
Snatched your peach. Guys,
now
it's
the B-list.
Now I'm bringing the juice. What are you drinking? What is that?
Actually, sweet tea.
Okay. Guys, it's the B-list. I'm B. I'm joined by Stephen Krugel. You know him as Faces by Bravo on Instagram and all the platforms. And we're here. We're on the B-list.
We're here.
What's going
busy
on with
week
you?
A little bit.
Busy time.
Busy times.
I think the last episode I did of this was like a week and a half ago. So a lot's happened in between. So there's a lot to talk about.
What's new? New apartment? When did you move?
Yeah. Well, April 1st. So I love it.
It looks great.
Thank you.
Living room right there. I should turn my blur off so you can see my dog sleeping over here behind me.
I know, that's the next thing. I think I want a new doggy by the end of the year.
Honestly, it was the best thing to do. I was so against getting one right away after Sammy passed, but literally I don't think I could have done last year without Theo. So I fully support it. Go do it.
When the time is right.
Right.
I want a baby.
No, I want to travel.
I want to travel.
Jesus. So that is literally so real.
So fucking real. Baby. I say that like 24 times a day at least. Yeah.
Same. That is one of my favorite things to quote. You ruined my flower.
Baby, there's no plane.
Baby, there's no plane. Oh my God. Wait, speaking of baby, there's no plane.
You know, sorry. Oh, sorry. I was going to say really quick. I feel like the only real memorable funny moments that have really ever come out of Beverly Hills really were Kim and Taylor. They were constantly churning out.
Yes.
You know,
Kim Richards.
Why don't you go blow up your lips?
I will literally die on this hill. I think Kim Richards is literally the reason why it was a success. People can fight me on it, and I will write a thesis.
Season one. She was my favorite season
one. The best. Yeah. I love her. And she just was not afraid to like go toe to toe with anybody.
Yeah. No, I agree. She's fucking
even
nuts.
If it was like outrageous, or if, you know, sometimes she wasn't sober, but
yeah.
She'd bring it. She kept it interesting.
Yeah. People are declaring this summer the Kelly Catrone summer.
Oh. How's the like
it was someone on social media, not everybody.
I was gonna say
streets are saying.
Okay, Giselle.
Oh no, right.
Literally the one street.
It's more like I saw it somewhere and I'm declaring it the Kelly Catrone summer. I just forgot, I think. Cause like I think at the time I was always a little turned off by Kelly Catrone, but now in my older age, like I just really fucking appreciate how it was like everyone's blonde and she's like walking around brooding. She's the original brat. I mean,
she really. So is it true she's doing a project with my icon queen, Anna Delvey?
They're always together. They're always doing like Fashion Week stuff together. I know Leah, shout out Leah McSweeney. She's really good friends with Kelly. They, you know, for forever. And I know that Anna Delvey's kind of always in the mix. They did some kind of Fashion Week stuff together, and
I was gonna say I can't.
I've never
believe
met Anna
I...
Delvey, so I don't really.
No, yeah, neither have I. But I literally, when I heard she was in like Orange County Ice, I didn't realize it was in New York. I was like fully ready to go to Orange County to go and try and say, "You go, girl." But no, I after she got voted off of Dancing with the Stars, I had to listen to the train wreck of an episode of Tori Spelling and Anna Delvey together.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm.
And she was mentioning something about doing stuff with Kelly Catrone for fashion, Fashion Week or, you know, the Met Gala's
She's
coming up.
Icon.
I wonder if she could be invited to the Met Gala with her like ankle bracelet.
Does she still have it?
Oh, I don't know. I assume.
I feel like
she
enough
did.
Time has passed.
You'd think. I don't know. I'm watching also the other thing I'm diving into on these TikTok PPP loan fraud things.
Oh my God. Why are they?
Oh, everyone's getting busted right now, apparently, and getting arrested. Yeah.
Yeah. Donald Trump complained about that.
It popped up on my For You page, and now I can't keep swipe. I have to keep swiping through. It's like people in tears. I didn't know this was going to happen. I'm like,
yeah, bitch, what did you
really
think was going to happen? Really, bitch? Oh my God.
Are you sure?
Oh my God. Don't even get me started in this administration. But one good thing is happening this administration. George Santos was just sentenced. Let me look it up really quick because I meant
seven
to write
years?
This down. 7 years, baby.
I believe
look
it was 7 years. There
look
was a lot of tears there too. A lot of tears.
Was he crying? I didn't see him crying.
That's what I was listening to some like a podcast or something, and I thought they said he was bawling when
they said he's going to seek a pardon from Trump. Doubt he's going to get it,
sir.
Yeah.
Please.
Aren't you an immigrant too? Is he an immigrant? Oh no, he was
that
born
I don't
in
know.
New York. Because if he's an immigrant.
Well, I don't know, actually.
Hmm.
Well, Trump
Donald Trump,
did pardon,
either way, you're gay too. So either way, you're not getting one. So, I don't know who
literally
he thinks he is. Yeah.
How do you think George Santos is going to do in prison?
Ooh, he might do, actually. He could talk himself out of a paper bag because he
That's
was
true.
Scamming for a long time. I feel like he could go in the pokey and really come out.
The other thing I think I heard them say was the restitution I think he had to pay back was like $400K or something. And
oh,
he
shit.
Mentioned that he made $400K on Cameo.
Oh,
I'm
fuck.
Like, who are these people that are paying this man?
I there were a lot of them online that thought it was really funny. And I was like, y'all are going to fucking joke this guy back into fucking power. Like, this is ridiculous. I hate it here. I fucking hate it here.
I hate it here. Ugh.
Speaking of
but
Cameo.
Also, when we were talking about Baby, There's No Plane.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen on Max this Hollywood Demons or something is what it's called?
I've heard of it.
Housewives
yeah.
Episode?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should watch it. The Housewives episode is wild.
Teresa of it. Yeah. Listen, I don't want to learn any more about Teresa than I already know. I feel. Let me put this pillow behind me.
Not a lot about Teresa, to be honest. It really is a bunch of them.
Because there's so many to choose from. So many scammers.
Danielle Staubs, the guy that wrote Cop Without a Badge.
Yeah, he's
interviewed.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of the clips, I think. So.
Yeah, it was really good. I highly suggest it.
I'm really hoping. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to moving out of this era of scammer wives or just scammer reality stars in general. I think it was like a 5 year real stretch of like, and I think that we're finally coming out of it where it's like, you can just have a good show and not have that level of, right? It's just like,
I agree.
It's making these shows a little bit unwatchable after a while. Like, I don't want to see people going to court. That is really depressing. Like,
I'm done hearing, sorry, it's a legal matter. I can't talk about it.
Yeah. You better talk
like,
about it.
Talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I get it, but sorry, you're here. The camera's there. Talk about
it. No, absolutely.
But I will say, I never thought I'd say this. I'm not getting most of my joy from Housewives. I feel like I'm getting it from other shows.
I am
Summer House right now.
Yes.
Really hitting for me. And
well, I want to definitely get into that. That's a whole. I'm not watching The Valley, as you know. I gave one episode though. It's too dark for me. Listen, cocaine allegations are very funny when it's like crazy single person on the town. It's like, yeah, the Lindsay Lohan of it all. When you have a fucking kid and you're married and there's cocaine allegations swirling, I'm like, this is it's It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah,
You need to
that's
not be
fair.
spending money on
You
whatever
know,
you're spending on. It's weird.
I feel like it didn't hit hard for me though, only because it's like, hello, we've known this. This is not a
Yeah, we knew
surprise.
this. But like they're running around that house screaming at each other, talking about coke this and coke that, and she's wearing this like weird waist trainer, kind of like bodycon, what like unitard, I don't, with the Air Maxes, and her, it was just so depressing to me. I was
I
like, this is
mean,
so gutter. I can't do this. This is like not.
that was so gutter, but I weirdly feel like watching Jesse and Michelle, which I don't know if you know who they are since you don't really
Yes.
watch,
Yeah.
but they are so fucking toxic that, and I can't look
Yeah.
away. It's like, I shouldn't be here for this.
I shouldn't be here, and I
However,
feel like it
I need
never.
this to keep going. Let me see more.
It's a good argument for never fucking getting married.
You will never catch me getting married, I'll tell you that. I want to
I
be able
don't
to
know
walk
after
away.
this or having kids. I mean,
I
seriously, at this
know,
point,
right?
seriously. But that's a whole other
Yeah.
podcast. But
On it, well,
you know what?
we'll get into it, but I guess what Amanda and Kyle, that conversation was so real.
Oh,
So
that was real.
real.
I don't feel like that was staged. That was very, that felt very.
Right. But I
But you know
feel the
what?
same way with her. Like I don't know at this point if I really want to take care of,
Yeah,
you
no,
know.
that's real. I think, listen, you can find love at any time in life, any stage in life. And I think that Love Hotel is proving that point. Are you watching? Did you watch the.
So
I've.
I watched half of it.
Oh, shit. I was plugged in. Like, I didn't know that I was gonna like it as much as I did. Guys, watch Love Hotel, just at least the first episode to really get your footing and see if you like it. I would actually give it an 8 out of 10. I thought it was really good.
It
I love
seemed
that there isn't
good.
that much Joel Kim Booster, the less of him. I'm so sorry to say, guys. Don't, you know, whatever. Don't come at me, Joel Kim Booster. It's the fact that he like went off on Shannon, and it's like, I'm not even a Shannon stan, as you know. I do not defend her in any way, shape, or form. But to say that she should suffer is so weird to a
Yeah.
Bravo fan base that is primarily straight women. It's just weird.
It
And
that
it's
was
so
an
unnecessary.
odd, yeah. While I will say, you know, I don't think, yeah, I think that was such a dumb move for a lot of reasons,
Yeah.
but I do know, like, Shannon is so awful to crew
Oh,
and
I'm
like
sure. There's
everything,
no doubt. But how many times do you go
but
to work and you just suck it up and you
exactly.
say you don't go on Twitter? It's just like
Well, I'm more worried.
unprofessional.
I'm like, I hope he didn't fumble his bag for if I'm assuming it'll get a season two. Like,
Yeah, but
is
they could
there?
easily replace him. They put you
Well,
on
right,
there.
but I mean for him, I'm like, girl, you could be
Yeah.
fumbling your own bag with, you know, calling out Shannon Bedore on the internet.
Listen, you wouldn't have me catch me on nobody's fucking internet calling out any housewife like that if I had that fucking bag. There ain't no way I'm giving that up, but that's just me.
I think I listened to
Yeah.
him on Nick Viall's podcast, and I think he was saying after filming that, he needed like a little break from Bravo
Yeah.
because it was like he got too close to the sun kind of deal. He was
Yeah, I
like,
could see that, yeah.
it's like, but and he's like, now I'm back fully in it, but I just needed a minute away from it because you're seeing them in a different way now, you
I
know?
guess, but you know, there's no Real Housewife in real life that could ever get me out of character enough to go on a Twitter, like even Kelly Dodd. Even her, she could not get me to go to that. You know what I mean? I was just like,
That's true.
we are just
We're different people.
Yeah, we're just different
We're
people. It's just not going
built
to
different.
work. Yeah. But no, it's a good show so far. Shannon, she's coming off okay. It's mostly about the men. The men are quite charming. There's
Well,
one
and I've
guy on
also
there, I
heard
forget
all the
his name.
girls don't really fight. It's more it's girls together. The guys are more of the drama, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, which I kind of appreciate because that's the way it should
Same.
be. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Bryn Whitfield was on her podcast. I don't listen to it, but someone sent me or where it was like a clip of it online. And Bryn was saying that she was originally in talks to be on Love Hotel, which I totally believe.
That would
And
be
honestly,
smart.
and that would be really good for her, actually. I think in that dynamic, that's when the Bryn Whitfield that I think would work the best. It's on a show that's trying to be real, like Real Housewives of New York. It just doesn't, it feels too like.
Right. Well, especially when you're on hot mic saying like, well, like,
Yeah.
just throw it back at me. Like, just say, like, your t-shirt, you sell t-shirts at BravoCon. Like, girl,
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah.
Well, Sonia actually commented I guess because Ashley Darby did an interview saying like something about Sonia should be on it, and
I
I
believe,
think
yeah.
Sonia replied saying it interfered with some other commitment. I can't remember,
Yeah, I
but
could see that. I feel like that would have been a real shoo-in, but I think it's too easy, and I really would like them to just stop immediately thinking of Luann and Sonia as always being
right.
these, like, because there's so many other people. I actually wrote a couple down. I thought Brit
Oh,
still
I
or
want to hear.
Bryn, Sierra and Paige would be perfect.
I would love to see
Send
that
them together.
now for sure.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah,
Or
yeah,
you know what?
yeah.
Send them to get their own Love Hotel. Maybe it's Gurney's in Montauk. Maybe it's that's a
The
hotel.
Montauk is literally, I feel like Montauk is now above anything Bravo for
Yeah.
me these days.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with those girls.
I do. Yeah, and it's a perfect time for them. I think they should have some kind of their own little spin-off just for like the same thing. What was it called? The Sonia and Luann one? I
Crappy
already
Lake.
forget. Crappy Lake. Give them a crappy like. That would be actually so fucking funny.
That would be
That
really
would die.
good.
Paige trying to like row a boat. Please.
Please,
Yeah.
she would never do any physical activity.
It would be like the actual Simple Life. That would be funny. That would be good.
Well, so I hosted a couple of Sonia's Sonia in Your City shows, like
Yeah.
moderated for them. And one of the big questions was like about like Crappy Lake season two or something. And they were, I guess it was in the works according to her. And I guess what put it on the back burner is Paris and Nicole's thing that came out, ended up
Oh,
coming
yeah, and it
out.
was on Peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know if
I
that
mean,
means it'll come
the
back
ratings weren't
eventually.
great, I don't believe, for
Oh,
Crappy Lake.
really?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Or from what I saw, but I'm not really. But
Yeah.
hey, I want them to win. So.
Oh, it was so, I thought it was very funny. I thought they did great. Those
Other
two are
house.
honestly a good, they're a great duo.
Stacy could be. If she gets. We want to see more of Stacey and we need to see her develop.
Yeah.
But I think eventually the fact that she is single and kind of keeps getting burned by men,
Yes.
and I think she would be hilarious on a show like that.
I wonder how Garcelle would do.
Yes, Garcelle would be good, I guess, because that's her whole thing is that she's just always got her eye on dating. But I don't think she's like funny. I don't think the funny's there.
Yeah.
Sutton would be hilarious.
Sutton would be amazing.
Yeah.
Who else? It'd be interesting to put like Dorit, Erica, and Kyle maybe if they would actually show up for dating. I don't know if that they're gonna do that yet.
I don't think it would take it seriously enough. I would like
Same,
a
yeah.
I feel weirdly, I feel like Sierra and Paige would kind of take it a
Yeah.
little more seriously.
Well, maybe they could bring some girls around too if Kyle's on the cast.
What was wait, bring some Hey, listen. They got to figure that out. I don't know what's going on over there.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
But wait. Literally. Real Size of Miami trailer.
I'm
a little underwhelmed, but I'm happy.
I'm just whelmed. I was whelmed as well, but you know what lifts it up a little for me? I was shocked at how many trips it seems like they're on.
Mm. Yeah. They kept saying
place after place. And I was like, okay.
And you know what? It seems like it's worth the wait.
Like, they were filming the luxury porn.
Yeah. And they were filming for a long time. So
I was not expecting to see Nicole pop in briefly.
Me either. But I'm happy for it.
Same. We're both Dr. Nicole stans.
Absolutely. She checks every box. I think that the thing with her, I think that she probably was like, knew that this new girl was coming on who, and probably was like, fuck it. I need to be with my kid. But I think they are keeping her in the mix because they know that they really want her back like next season or the season after.
What will be interesting to see is if they try to bring out the mess while she's not on the show.
Yeah.
And see how that they maneuver with it. Because, like, I'm sure they wanted to bring her on with the hopes of that being some sort of feud.
Yeah.
And then her backing down. But, like, is the mess still going to be talked about? And will that make Dr. Nicole, want to come back the following season, you know?
The great thing about Miami is that there's not one string of storyline. It's like everybody's got mess going on. I mean,
literally my brain. String of chaos.
Scrambled. Yeah. I'm excited. I think it's going to be amazing. And it's coming out really soon.
Yeah. I'm excited. What was in there was, you know,
Lisa Hochstein has become someone.
I didn't see enough Kiki. That pissed me off.
I don't mind. I like Kiki, but I think that people fallen in love with her and kind of over, personally, I feel that people are like over, what's the word I'm looking for? Add a little too much value, hyper up and adding a little too much value, being like, make her full time. I'm like, no. The reason that she works for me is because she is part time and she just shows up with a Burger King bag and then she's arguing with someone and then she just leaves.
I get that. I'm fine with her being still a friend, but I just needed more of her in the trailer. Like, I don't know. I just wanted to see a little more of that.
You didn't really see any of the friends except for Marisol.
I have to say, Marisol is a phenomenal narrator for Housewives. If it would make sense for her to be the narrator of every, like, the way she does it is just effortless. It's perfect.
Yeah. Alexia could be somebody good for Love Hotel. Because I feel like she's crazy enough to take it serious. Like, I feel like she would actually be crying and like, oh my God, mi amor. Like, she would
be breaking down. 1,000%. She's nuts. Yes.
Yeah, she'd be good.
What about...
maybe Kiki and her could be funny.
Oh, Kiki. Yeah, that would be a good one.
Kiki is someone who would take Love Hotel very seriously.
Oh, for sure.
She'd be like, no, I'm leaving married. Like, I'm getting a
literally.
Ring. That's the kind of women you need. You need women that are like, not just like, this is just something fun to do. Like, Giselle's not going to meet someone on this show.
No.
Yeah.
Darby was saying she wants
Darby
Heather
would.
Gay.
Darby will.
Oh, totally. Darby would definitely.
Oh, Heather Gay would be great.
Yeah. Heather Gay would be amazing on this.
Yeah.
I just saw a picture of her posted online. She is tiny. Holy shit.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Looks great.
She actually, there's so many times when I see pictures of her now that I confuse her and Jesse from Mom Talk. They look.
See, I don't know anything about other show. I got enough shows. And there's too many girls on that show. It's got like nine. I can't.
They
do
all
it.
Look the same. It's
they
it's
all look
mild.
The same. It's too much.
Yeah.
Summer House.
Literally, this has been my show. This is now
a girl show. Like, it is. This show is about women dealing with men behaving badly. When it started as a show about men's behavior and their mistakes, and now it's like literally just from a woman's kind of POV, I feel. It's for the better.
Yeah. No, I'm also living for this lean into the more things happening in the city.
Yeah.
And I think because I think the Summer House idea of them, partying in the Hamptons every weekend and only seeing that is so unrealistic with a lot of that cast now.
Yeah.
You know? So leaning into some of the city stuff, I think, has made it more interesting for me too.
And I think you're going to be able to get, because I think Kyle always laments about how difficult it is for them to get straight men that work in the city that have real 9-to-5 jobs. Because, like, if they work in finance, they can't really do it. But, like, if you film more in the city, then you're going to have more opportunities for people to, if they're an entrepreneur, promote their businesses or whatever they're doing, because you're not obviously just doing stuff in the Hamptons. You've got
in
the city. So I think it would be easier for them to get people that can do both. And I think they might be setting up for the possibility of Lindsay staying on and having to film in the city, because whatever we have to do to keep Lindsay on television, I'm down for it. Give her her own spinoff, like a Bethany Ever After, where it's just her and motherhood.
Well, you know, her and Aaron were hanging out from Roni.
Yeah.
A while back.
I mean, listen, that would be
a natural transition.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people might be like, it's a little too forced, but listen, I love the idea because of Lindsay finally, for once on Bravo, being in a room and not being the oldest woman there. She's always been the oldest woman on a cast, and now she would be the young one and kind of broke compared to the rest of them. And they would try to play her, and then she would get activated. And it would be...
I feel like people may underestimate her on Housewives, even though they should see her body of work.
Yes. Look, check out her IMDb.
Literally.
Yeah.
But I think they would underestimate her, thinking, because I feel
that was
like
a Marlo reference for y'all. If you know, you know. Some of y'all get that. The girls that get it, get it.
The girls that get it, get it.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like... I feel like Bravo shows are like sorority tiers, where like even within Housewives, but like Housewives look down on the non-Housewives shows.
And they
like
really could learn a thing or two from the Lindsay Hubbards of the world. Because Lindsay Hubbard Because Lindsay Hubbard also didn't like use Housewives as a blueprint, clearly. She just kind of is like showed up
and
was histrionic and insane. And now she's kind of the blueprint of Summer House World.
It's wild for someone to watch season after season and not make a change in any behaviors.
I do feel like she has changed, though, since she's softer. She's
because she's pregnant.
Pregnant, which I think is a change. Listen, I don't. I think she's perfect in every way. Lindsay never changed.
She's amazing. But you know, there's times where I'm like, how do you watch that and not see how you were wrong?
Yeah.
You double down and triple down, actually.
It's astonishing, really. It's extraordinary.
It needs to be studied.
Also, the level of delusion that Jesse has, first off, with his burgeoning music career.
Who is this man this season?
He was always there. Excuse me, I'm drinking a seltzer, so I just keep...
Mm-hmm. Just burping up a little bit?
Burping up a little... Jesse was always like this. I promise you. I'm telling y'all. I saw it from the get-go. I was like, wait, he's going to have a second messy season once he gets comfortable.
Right.
And now we're seeing it. And I think that West is really course corrected. And he's leaning into just being fun and not dealing with too much of the drama. And
I feel like they did literally a swap.
Yeah.
Like, and but it, I will say it's made Wes very boring, even though I love Wes. I think he's,
I just don't think he's added
a lot this season.
Well, I don't think he's good at confrontation, and I don't think he's good at relationship drama, clearly, because even when he's confronted with it at the reunion or at that dinner table this season, he doesn't really quite know what to say. So maybe he's just going to be one of those characters that, I mean, honestly, the Scrooge cap with the nightgown and the candle doing the limbo, that was enough. For me, it like that's like a camel walking through the desert with water in the hump. I can like that can sustain me for another 3 weeks of him doing nothing, because it is in and of itself so fucking funny that when nobody else is that original and kooky,
right? I just like his commentary so much, and I just feel like we're not getting as much of his commentary.
We need more of that for sure.
Yeah,
but I believe the kind of role that he fits well in is just being that party animal, like not too serious, because he doesn't even give good advice. Jesse is in that kitchen and he's hyping him up, and he's like, and Jesse's like talking about Lexi giving the fucking, he's like, she has all these flags. Sir, are you fucking, you are not living in the same fucking, I, Steven, I, I'm getting angry again. Flames on the side of my face. I was pacing around. He's talking about Lexi's giving him yellow flags.
Right.
Sir, you were bitch ass running around talking about Lexi to every other girl in the house. Okay. You doing more gossiping than the girls.
Right. I don't know if I watched this incorrectly or not. To me, I felt like, remember that scene where they're standing behind the car? You don't see them, but the,
yeah, him and he's talking about West.
Him, yeah.
He was angry about West.
I feel like it came off jealous. Like he was like yelling at her and angry. And then as soon as it's like a switch turned, like,
oh yeah, he got into the house.
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't think that he was being filmed.
Exactly. I'm like, are you that dumb to forget that you have mics everywhere in that place? But like, I hate that, like, switch. I think
he seems like he gets the drunkest of everybody, like him and Wes, yeah, for sure. But Wes, yeah, just falls asleep and fall, like, Jesse will stay awake and keep making mistakes.
Right.
He's like,
I will
me.
Say,
he's so like me in Fire Island. I'm like, instead of everyone else just goes to sleep, and I'm still like, okay, so let's go over here now and make a mistake. And then let's move over here by the pool and make a mistake. And then let's, like, next thing you know, he's like, let me go to Emerald's room and get my toe sucked.
Literally, I was gonna say though, this is, I feel like this is the biggest difference between the gays
crash
and the
straights, test dummy.
Like, the toe sucking for the gays, like, that's literally no big deal. Like,
yeah, whatever.
I mean, not that I would.
Is that are we all under the same pretense that he was not getting his toe sucked? I think he said he got his toe sucked, but I think he got.
I feel like the Emerald's like being a good friend and not saying anything. I don't know. I mean, he said, oh, now I'm hard. We did hear that.
Emerald did say online that he left the reunion early too. He said he left hours early before everybody else. They probably ran him off. Honestly, good. It's getting weird. It's not even a sex shaming thing, y'all. Everyone online is like, we're sex shaming him. No, y'all, it's fucking weird when, like, he's more interested in just bringing people home and as opposed to getting to know his roommates. And no. I'm sorry, anybody that's ever been in a share house before, after about the fourth week of you bringing random people in and out of our fucking house, and we're filming a show, it starts to get like, it's stinky in here. Like, can you, like, it stinks. Like, there's random bitches got shoes strewn everywhere. There's panties on the fucking.
That was actually one of my favorite lines, though. He's like, I'm looking for my friend's shoes.
Yeah.
And like, what do they look like? I don't know.
No.
So you're literally just moseying around looking for shoes. You don't even know what they look like.
I think when you're on a reality show, there's an unwritten kind of contract that, like, your behavior does reflect on the rest of us. Because if something crazy happens on the show and forever people are going to Google the show, your name's going to pop up with my name. We are all kind of tied together. So if you're turning this house into a brothel and I'm a girl, I don't necessarily want, you know what I mean? It's just like a respect thing. It's a respect thing. It's not about this. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, totally. I think my thing is, I'm curious if we're just being shown, like, if production and editors are forcing
I can count
narrative.
I can count.
No.
And the amount of bitches that he
No. I mean, if they're only showing that part of, like, if he's genuinely not, like, mixing with the group, like, or if he actually is and they're cutting a lot of it.
It really didn't seem like he did, though.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, sure, bring him whatever.
I mean,
I don't care.
Every weekend but he's like, where the hoes at? And it's like, he's not even around. It's weird. It's
also
weird.
I did love when Jesse was like, an away game could be beneficial.
Yes,
for you.
I love that. Yeah. He's like speaking like a therapist. He's like, an away game could really be beneficial to you.
Could be really beneficial to you.
Love that. If I was in the house, I would be doing away games. You would never see me. Okay. I'd be coming home all the time.
If I was on a show, 1,000%. We talked about this, actually.
Absolutely.
Like, you would never catch us in that house banging
anything.
I
have my wits about me on someone's fucking Bravo. Are you fucking crazy? I'm not sucking dick in no damn hot tub. Are you crazy?
We got parents.
I got a fucking jaw.
Crazy. We all saw, what's her name? Oh my gosh, why am I blinking? Danielle's essentially a sex tape on Summer House.
Listen, she's crazy too.
She's a CEO.
I want to hop over to the bonus episode so we could talk a bit about Real Housewives of Atlanta, because it's heating up. Okay. We're both Frangelas. So we're going to go over to the Fangela fan
Give
club
me
on the
all
B-side.
the lines of cocaine.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. That's amazing.
I'm snorting her up, baby.
Oh, my God. But before we hop over there, guys, go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to the bonus episode. You can get the bonus episode there. Listen to it. Before we head out of here, I wanted to just say Bethany Frankel was actually giving good advice in my eyes for once. It's few and far between, so we're going to take our little wins when we can, our little victories.
I'm
Bethany
ready for this.
Was giving relationship, or rather breakup advice to Paige and Craig, because she's like, I don't know these people, I don't watch either of these shows, but as someone who went through a very public breakup, stop talking about it. And I thought that was just the wisest, the way she kind of broke it down, because I think Paige and Craig keep nipping at each other, but not really going at a full 10, but she'll give like little just
but
like slights, and he
also
does the same thing. And I'm like, just stop talking about it, because your life is going to be so much bigger than this. Like, Paige, you're destined for like huge things. You're on a book tour. This shouldn't even be up for discussion. You should just be like, yes, that happened. Let's talk about the book. Because, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I think, yes, I agree with what Bethany's saying. However, they're being put in this situation where they have to answer these questions because their show's airing.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Paige would not want to talk about it at all if she didn't have to. But I feel like because
I would
our
just say
there,
you got to watch the show, the season finale. We're going to talk about it. That's a better sell to me.
Oh yeah, stay tuned.
If I'm
for
a
the
Bravo,
reunion.
If I'm a Bravo, Bravo PR people, hello, get on
get
it.
Into it.
Yeah.
Also, I am so impressed with like the Paige and Hannah of it all, like truly.
Oh yeah. So I mean, shout out to
it's
Hannah
so
Berner.
Huge.
She's come a long way. She was on this podcast at one point. If you guys ever want to listen to that episode, go back. We recorded the bonus as well, and I think it was like 2 years ago. But yeah, she's great.
I mean, they're doing huge things.
I've seen her live before. She's someone I've always kind of really, and I've always been a Hannah apologist. I know people don't like it, but hey, listen, I like a lot of bitches people don't like. So I'm a Lindsay Hubbard stan. But you know what? Everything's cringe.
Who isn't a Lindsay
Hubbard
stan?
Because like everything's cringe until it's not. Like, people hated on Lindsay Hubbard. Now Hannah's got like on top of the world. Mary Cosby, we were both there from the ground up. We were in the
literally,
trenches with Mary.
We have been in the deepest of trenches.
Okay.
We have been in the freaking graveyard with
Mama. And you
know
what? I was with Angela Oakley, and we're about to talk about it, because I was in the trenches and from episode one. I said that woman's wig is melting off her fucking head. But you know what? Her husband cares about her and doesn't want her to look a fucking fool on television. Better than most of these women got.
For her. She needs to do a wig glue called
Yes.
Rooted, like for the Oaks.
Ooh.
Rooted.
I love that. Rooted. That's
so
good.
It's rooted to her head. Come on.
You're giving
now.
Away free shit.
I know. I should shut up. I'll DM her and give me the, I'll trademark it or something.
Speaking of DM, tell the people where to follow you on social.
Faces by Bravo on Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky X, whatever, everywhere.
You guys know where to find me on Pet Shop Boy, pretty much everywhere. I'm like the_PetShopBoy on Twitter, but I don't even use that shit, so I'm mostly Instagram. Go over to the bonus episode, guys, patreon.com/theBList, and we will talk to you on the B side. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's FORHERS.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.